I am 56, the 29th of April 2009 to the 28th of April 2010. Above. Zoom in or zoom out? By Richard Morgan. There's a 2010 me and the 2022 me. I'm the same but entirely different. Why am I telling you this? It's because of something I came across in an email from my 56th year. It read, "All biographies are fictions. Autobiographies probably the greatest fictions of all." What or who I was referring to and who I was writing it to is not important. Whether I believed it then or now is also probably not important. What is important is that I communicated it, that someone probably read it and probably came to a decision whether I believed it or not. Could not both be true? The 2010 me believed it, that the 2022 me doesn't, or vice versa. Fiction doesn't begin with death, but with remembering, with attempting to order the chaos. Which of these words were written in 2010 and which in 2022? Is this the first draft or the 10th draft? Or the 10th draft masquerading as the first draft, or vice versa? How many times has this text been razored and spliced, reordered, repeated, remixed, and when is the time to stop? There is the concept and then the extremes or the opposites, which are in fact the same, except the contradictions. So how about an experiment? What about the Calvinist work ethic? Would it be possible not to work? Probably not. But what about prevarication? What about taking a little more time thinking through an idea? How about the idea is in fact the work? Haiti, the 17-100, Linz, all covered elsewhere. I may also have written before about what I'm writing now. I may be repeating myself, or consciously or unconsciously contradicting myself. None of that is important. Contronym / dyad. I don't know. Perhaps I should look it up. I'm not sure what the word is. And that's the whole point. It's not important what the word is. It's what the word refers to. What the concept is. Life and death are not opposites. Nor true and false. Nor success and failure. You get the picture? And that which happened and that which did not happen are not opposites. Much of what happens is because of, or related to, that which didn't happen. Things undone. In 2008, the Meaning of Music tour never made it to Spiller's Records in Cardiff, which may be the world's oldest record store. Why not? I no longer remember, and it isn't relevant here. What is relevant is that Richard Morgan, who invited me, kept in touch. In February 2010, he wrote with a request to contribute some words for a magazine he was involved with. This happened to coincide with my Ask Four Questions project, so I couldn't say no. You can read the questions and the answers in the book 100. The questions and the answers are not uninteresting. It's my introduction that interests me. I will repeat a section of it. Blowen is an arts and cultural magazine in South Wales. Richard Hugh Morgan is the magazine's performance director. In the mid-90s, Hugh Morgan, in his capacity as a member of the performance group Good Cop, Bad Cop, worked with Drummond. Hugh Morgan contacted Drummond in February 2010, requesting he take part in an issue of Blowen. The magazine were specifically interested in eliciting artists' opinions on the relationship between live performance and documentation, be that prior publicity or legacy. This is mostly still true, though the magazine is now in the past tense. What interests me is that I referred to Good Cop, Bad Cop working with me. Nothing was ever produced. There was process. We worked towards things. There were conversations and discussions. There were plans for The Bible of Dreams and other projects I now forget. I do remember them sending me the recording of their unrehearsed public reading of The White Room, claiming it to be the only existing copy. I also remember them coming to the Bad Wisdom Tour in plain black Welsh kilts and dedicating a copy of the book to the only people known to have performed the script. In the majority of cases, to read the words "worked with" would indicate observable outcomes. Now what the 2022 me can't remember is whether the 2010 me was remembering incorrectly or whether I was rightfully valuing the process of working towards things that remain undone. This was written in March 2010 and dated 26th of February 2010. What you cannot read in the book 100 are the words framing the four questions in Blowen. Some of those words are: if a question can be answered in many ways, how many questions does the question contain? Sometimes the opposite is also true. Probably written by Ludwig van Beethoven. Or then again, the opposite of every truth is just as true. Possibly written by Hermann Hesse. Macro and micro, it's the same. Zoom in or zoom out, it's the same thing. Details and generalities. Making music or not, it still obsesses me now as it did then. And not making music probably takes more effort than making it. The power is in the imagining it to be true. This may take varying different amounts of effort. The grey pencil lying on the desk in front of me that catches my eye as I look out of my window towards the fields where I'd much rather be. The layering, the remixing, the rubbing through, order, regularity, teetering on the chaos. I picked up my Gibson 330. She felt good. I grinned. Postscript. In preparing this chapter, I did a wee bit of research to find out what was going on in the world outside my head on the day I turned 56. A quick internet search found the On This Day website and got the following result. 29th of April 2009. No entries found. Nothing happened, or rather, apart from their being number one singles in the US and UK. You can look them up yourselves. Nothing had happened.
below. April Comes by Mr. Hopkinson. April 2009. I cannot be trusted to remember what my conscious mind was thinking. There are many contemporary accounts to find, should you wish to. They also cannot be trusted. Only a tenth is in the light. The other 90% hides beneath the water like an iceberg, and it's cold, hard, and serious. Perhaps now, projecting back, I can be trusted to access the preoccupations of my subconscious mind. Perhaps not. This is the task I've set myself. Me or whatever force it is that prompts me towards these tasks. These tasks I have to complete. What comes to mind are the ends. Ends, also beginnings. Twinned extremes and their muddled middles. Deaths. I'm shifting off 55, the middle point of my 50s. 56, now tipping the balance away from 40 towards 60. Gone any vain grasp back to 35, or slicing back to 17 and a half, not having stepped to 8.75, still a quarter better than Fellini. Fast receding 35 was always halfway towards 70 years and 10. Here, as I sit and write 14 years later on the last day of 2022, 70 is firmly in conscious view. Darkness comes to us all. My father died at the beginning of the year. If I lived to the same age, my midpoint was 8.5 years ago. Next year my mother will die. How can a memoir not be a memorial? May. Dark and light join forces. They seem to say you must read things on their terms. The terms of two. They push for the reading of one as a pollution of the other. The day destroys the night. The night divides the day. Sides in opposition. The goodies and the baddies. No grey in between. Dark delights in this shaky source of our reliably unreliable stories. I blame the audacity of the moon and the sun collaborating in illusion, fooling the earth's perspective. Another view. Light and dark dissolve, contain one within the other. Entwined, there is no both, there is only one. The process of light forever becoming dark, becoming light, becoming dark. We like the two ends of the stick. No midday without midnight. The light likes to laugh. Light likes to entertain. Stick your perpetual dawn, I, the dark, am there all along. 56 finds me in the midst of the 17. The 17, as already documented, are a choir. A choir who struggle with the dark and respond to the light. The book, The 17, was published a year ago. On the surface, my exploration and rejection of recorded music, triggered by Napster and the iPod. All recorded music is now unanchored from time and value, I strut and proclaim. At my request, the book's bright red cover is made to fade. All is impermanence. The sunlight fades. Napster, now barely remembered, launched in the 20th century's final year. Burned then, winked out of existence in 2001. Just 2 years. 2001 was the year the iPod arrived, launched on October 23rd. The iPod was discontinued earlier in 2022. 2022 is the year I am writing these words. The iPod's couple of decades of service fix its middle age around 2012. The time Encyclopaedia Britannica discontinues its print edition 246 years since first publication. Encyclopaedia Britannica's midlife point is in the late 1880s, the time the phonograph emerges out of the dark. And on it goes. How reliable are these accounts? Reading back, I feel an urge to pull back the curtain. Say it is not me writing this at all. I resist this urge. Be assured, in this moment right now, the person reading this is you. Or listening to this. And the darkness asks, just how dark would a day truly without music be? A day, a week, a year, a decade. The very idea of a decade is a technology bent on defining our actions. 2009 is the end of a decade. One I now realize was largely overlooked in its day. Somehow the concept of the decade temporarily sinks into shadow, lurking, unremarked upon, unlike every other brightly celebrated rung on the ladder. All those others, sturdy sleepers on the train tracks stretching out behind me, the 6-year-old me anticipating the 60s, the 36-year-old going on 38 speeding in the 90s. Now nothing. Dead as night. I'm the one that's got to die when it's time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. Wednesday, 12th January 2010. Darkness will claim all music, as the paint predicts. Rewind. I am back in the middle of 2009. June, dot, dot, dot. Michael Jackson's life reaches its end. I think, well, of course. The midpoint of his life was January 27th, 1984. The day his hair caught fire during the shoot for the commercial for Pepsi. I fax the accomplice. The departing decade is the first and only we do not join forces in service to a tin of white paint or two on the arrival of the 7th year of 10. Publicly, at least. Of course, things occur this year too. Of course, too dark to come to light. The first year 7 was the 80s. However black the ink used to redact, 1987 will forever be the balance point between 1953 and 2022. This decade, from 2000 to 2009, the decade lacking even a clearly agreed-upon name, still exists. Silently a sight of change to come. A pivotal point towards a dark age of austerity and billionaires. A central grey, seeming equilibrium, oblivious of the tumble into all the polarisation to come. Impressionists complain public figures are too bland to parody. After Obama's election, people propose they now inhabit a post-racial America. 2009 is 11 years to George Floyd and 11 years from 1998's first rumble. The dark and the light wait patiently and also are here. Nights lengthen. Jake dies. Zed hangs the bear. 2009 becomes 2010. The earth quakes. The music ends. April comes. 56 ends.